local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keen Bank.
And here we go at 12:08 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here with you on your community connection. Yeah, I know I started a little bit early. That's because I can't count properly. And yeah, there's your problem right there. And there you hear in the background is Robin Dulles here from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce here for her regular visit on community connection.
Our regular visit.
That and, you know, you just wanted to escape the office anyway. Let's be honest.
That's true. Good go for a drive. It's always good. It's a good day to go for a drive.
Exactly. I don't know. I've been in this building since I got here this morning. I haven't had a chance to step out
yet. But you have a window.
Well, now I do.
Okay, that's true.
When I'm sitting in my office in the middle of the building, got into the hallway.
Okay, well.
But anyway, before we get too far here, I did get some information after news time from the city of Owatonna here that if folks in town happen to hear some loud blasting kind of sounds here later this afternoon, there is a blasting scheduled at the Owatonna Quarry up on 26th Street between basically now and 4 o'clock. So if you hear that this afternoon, that is what that is going to be. Just thought we would pass that information on and,
always good to know.
Avoid any additional calls to law enforcement or things like that.
They appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do. So they do. Alrighty. So here we go.
Here we go.
Because I mean, I don't know. You got nothing that you need to talk about,
no,
do you?
No, I could just throw all this stuff aside. We could just talk for 20 minutes.
You
or
know
so.
We probably could.
We could totally do that. We don't have an issue with that at all, Corey. I don't know why.
Yeah, so first and foremost, let's mention something that's happening right now over in Waseca. We got the Immersive Career Fair. Is that the actual name of it?
Yes.
Man, I'm good sometimes.
You are good. It is at the high school, actually. It's at the community arena next to the high school. I think we have 33 businesses there today.
Wow.
You know, I think most of our banks are there. We've got fire. We've got police. We've got sheriff. We've got Nova is there for the cosmetology school. We've got, oh my gosh, all sorts of businesses. So we are so appreciative that they came out to participate in this. It's such a great opportunity for your juniors and seniors to be able to kind of look at some different things and make, you know, practice with a few things. I know Car Tire and Auto was there and they had a jack and things like that. But just, you know, giving them an idea of maybe something they might want to do. And I know there's at least one younger grade that's going to go through, too. So I know that I think they wrap that up about 2:30 or so. But it's a great opportunity for the kids. And again, we're so appreciative of the businesses, you know, that are participating in that. So.
And I'm sure we can get a little bit of a wrap-up on it when Eric Hudsmith with Waseca Schools joins me next week at this time. So
that is a great idea.
That was not planned that way, by the way.
That was pretty good, Corey.
That's just how it works.
It's just how it works.
So, yeah, I know I was there last year for it, and, you know, just so many different options
for
these
so
kids
many.
To take in just right here in our local area. Because that's the main idea with the Chamber of Commerce is to not only bring people in, but to keep those that are here.
Yep. And to show them the opportunities that are actually here locally. And there's a lot. So it's fun to see the different businesses and out there and going, oh, maybe I didn't know you did this or you did this. Maybe, okay, I work at a bank, but there's more than just, you know, the teller. There's all these different aspects, so it's great for them to see everything that's involved in the business.
Yeah, and then, because you never know where that could lead you.
Absolutely.
Going into the future.
Absolutely.
Or more importantly, you might find something, nope, that's not for me.
Yep, and that's good.
Exactly.
That's good. That's so they know. So, yeah, it's a great thing. It's pretty exciting.
So that, again, happening right now. Yep. But you got plenty of events that are happening as we move forward.
So many things.
Where should we start?
We're going to start with our Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce, our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's the 2026 Chamber Cup Golf Tournament. We only have room for 6 more teams.
Wow.
We will be sold out. It is Friday, June 12th. We tee off at 8:15. Lots of prizes, lots of fun things to do in the golf course. Go to our website, and if you would like to register, you can register right in the website. But yeah, 6 teams and we're full.
Wow. So, and this is all happening at Lakeside, correct?
At Lakeside in Waseca. So,
I mean, that's the only golf course I know of.
Yeah.
Nothing ever play on it because Corey doesn't golf. You don't want to see me playing golf. It won't go well.
It wouldn't go well for me.
I went to Topgolf once for a company training. I was just happy to get the thing off the platform.
That's probably more than I could do,
while
Corey.
Others down the hall from here, they're not going to the other side.
They're pretty competitive.
I think you know who I'm talking about.
I do. And actually, I think they're signed up. I think they're one of the first ones to sign up, to tell you the truth.
I want to say that they are.
Yeah, they.
Or if not, they will be here after they hear us talking about this. So anyway.
They're already in. Don't worry. They're already in.
So that's coming up June 12th.
June 12th. Yep. At Lakeside in Waseca.
Which, it seems like it's a ways away. But
it's not.
It really isn't.
No, we're coming up to the middle
actually,
of the month.
Actually, that's a month from today.
I know.
Now that I look at the calendar, it is May 12th, isn't it?
Today, yeah. Wow. Okay. It's crazy. It's coming fast. I don't want to think about it. It's coming so fast.
Yeah, because you know what's on the other side.
We're not going to talk about that right now. No,
not yet. We'll maybe get to that later.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Some of the other things are coming up. There's a new art exhibit at the Art Center in Waseca featuring artists Ava Lambert and Steven Sperber. So you want to check that out. That goes through June 12th. So they're there for a decent amount of time.
And that always amazes me, just the amount of talent that not only just Waseca, but the entire area has.
Yeah, there's so much talent out there.
And just giving them that opportunity to showcase that work that they put so much effort into.
Yes, we're pretty lucky. We have a very nice art center, so it's nice to go in there and just to look around and just to see, because I'm not that talented. No. Not with art and things like that.
Right, agreed.
Crafts, yes.
I'm the
Everything
same way.
Else? No. But I like to look.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can dream.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah, let's do that.
The library is having a summer book preview. It is actually tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's free and open to the public, geared for adults. So if you're looking for new books to read, you know, go check the library out. They have lots of great options, and the librarians there are great. They'd like to help you and recommend things. So
yeah,
it's a great
and
thing.
You said that one is aimed for adults, but I'm sure they're going to have the kids' summer reading program up and going.
Yes,
and
I know they have lots of that, and I think if you go on their website, they can find it. We haven't got any information on that yet, but I know that that's in the works.
Exactly.
So go in and check it out. I remember, you know, taking our girls to the library in the summer, just doing those. Plus, reading is wonderful, but then it gives them a little incentive to be like, hey, I might win that or something. But then they get the enjoyment of reading, too, and that's the biggest thing.
Exactly. I finally pulled myself back into reading a little
good
bit
job.
More. So it took me a little while to get there, but I'm there now, finally.
That's one of the things I love to do, is read.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I wish I could get paid to do that.
Right?
I think there's people that think that happens. Hmm. We should check that out.
We're going to work on that.
I think we're going to work on that. Thursday, May 14th, Team Academy is having a burger fry at the Waseca Legion. Bake sale and silent auction, $10 from 5 to 7.
Wait, you said 10 bucks?
10 bucks. Burgers and fries.
Where can you otherwise get a meal for that price anymore?
Yeah, you can't. And their burgers are good.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you want to check that out. It's a great fundraiser for them. And plus, there's a bake sale, so you get dessert and a silent auction.
I don't need to hear that part. Oh, wait, that
bake
doesn't
sale,
really work
auction.
When I'm wearing headphones.
No, not so much. I don't think it works like that, Corey.
Yeah, I can try.
You can try. Keep trying. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Exactly.
Yes.
What do you think we do every single time we're here?
We just
try a little bit harder.
We do. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
All right. How about one more before we hit our break?
One more before we go. This weekend, the largest garage sale in Waseca to benefit Waseca County 4-H will be happening this weekend. The Waseca County Fairgrounds in the 4-H building, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Super Saver Sunday. Lots of clothing and miscellaneous things and all sorts of things, but it benefits all the 4-H kids and all of the programs that they do during the year, and then they can showcase those things at the fair.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff there.
And when these groups do these garage sales at the fairgrounds, they fill that building.
It's
sometimes
filled.
Buildings.
Yes. I had dropped some stuff off earlier in the week, and they already had a ton of stuff. So I think there's going to be some good stuff in there. So definitely check that out. Plus, you know, it helps the kids and all those programming things. That's what that's about. That leads into the fair, which we're not going to talk about right now.
Yeah, she's got a little sore spot at the moment, knowing that it's coming up as quick as it is.
So
we'll just go that far
we'll
at the moment.
But
all right, we better get to our break before we get too far off the beaten path here, which I feel like it's already way back there.
It's
but
way back
anyway.
There.
All right, so we're going to continue with our conversation with Robin Doulis and the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go, more Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank on Cows 100.9. Corey Hargith here in the studio with you. Robin Doulis across the way here from me with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce. And what did we get, maybe about a quarter of the way through your stack of stuff there?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Okay, well, we've got about 6 minutes or so.
Okay, well, we can pick up a couple more.
Yeah, how much more can we get through here?
Three? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So we left off on garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
There is another garage sale on Saturday, and that is benefiting Team Academy, and that will be from 8 to 2. So you can do shopping at the 4-H garage sale at the fairgrounds, and then you can hop over to Team Academy and see what they've got, too.
Is theirs at the school at Team Academy?
I believe 220 17th Avenue Northeast.
Yep,
I believe
that would be
that's
around,
Team
yep,
Academy.
Yep, that's them.
I was hoping so.
I grew up like a block away, so I kind of know that
that's
area
true, you
just
do.
A little bit.
That's true. I forget. I always go past the house, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always there.
Exactly.
I believe that the Farmers Market will be returning this Saturday at the fairgrounds.
You know it's spring.
It's spring. It's super exciting. So, yeah, we're excited to get that going again and see all the things and all the new things that are there and the new people that are there. It's always fun to go down and just visit with them.
Yes.
And talk to them and see the unique things that they have.
Yeah, just and especially different. Coming off of the successful winter
yes,
farmers
which
market.
Was amazing.
I don't know how many of them took part in it that are going to be there for the spring,
totally,
but I'm sure there's some carryover.
Yeah, that was a really, really neat idea and a neat thing to do. It kept those, you know, local homesteaders and businesses, kept them, you know, busy and doing things through the winter. And because I know, you know, our summer is very successful, mm-hmm. and there is a ton of vendors there. Everything. You can go down there and you can find something new every week, which is pretty neat.
And that's really just grown in the last year or two.
It's,
you know,
it's taken
it was starting
off.
To really start to get down there a little bit, but all of a sudden it just started to take off again.
Yeah. So it's fun to go down and just see and visit, and it's like, hey, you're back, or what do you have this time? So it's pretty fun. So if you haven't checked out the Farmers Market in Waseca, you need to check the Farmers Market out.
And that is going to be right on, I call it the front side of the fairgrounds there, right along 8th Avenue.
Yep, south side.
Yeah, the south side. I call it the front.
Front, south side.
Whatever
south
it actually
side,
is.
Front, whatever. It's on this side.
Yeah, there you go.
It's this
just,
side.
If you can't find it, just drive around. You'll find it.
Just drive around. You can't miss it. Big buildings, you know, big old grandstands, big old nice green space getting ready for the fair, which we're not going to talk about right now.
For like the third time.
For the third time. Something kind of fun and kind of new. Suburban Furniture is presenting women's wellness. The little tagline is bloating, balance, and burnout. And it is actually with Dr. Jay Bulfer. It is kind of a cool thing. It is Wednesday, May 20th from 5:30 to 7. Tickets are $10. Event details, you can arrive, you can shop, you can mingle. And Dr. Bulfer will have a wellness talk, supplements for energy, stress, all sorts of things. So it's kind of a neat thing. Kind of looking forward to
and
it.
And it's one of those things that you got to keep drawing attention to.
Yes, absolutely. And absolutely. There's a lot of balancing. I mean, women, men too, but, you know, women maybe a little more,
mm-hmm.
you know, not, you know, get myself in trouble. We're going to, but yes, so definitely check that out. That is also on our chamber website at wasecachamber.com, and you can click on that and you can get tickets.
There you
for
go.
That. But I think that's going to be a fun thing to do. Something different, something new, but an important topic that we need to talk
and
about.
And that's the important piece, too, is, you know, it's hitting an important topic, but
yes.
it's also something different.
It is something different.
Because otherwise it just starts to get stale after a
yep,
while when
different.
You're doing the same kind of thing all the time.
Yeah, different, unique, and Suburban is another one of those fun local shops that have
mm-hmm.
absolutely everything that you can find in it. So
mm-hmm.
I like to go there. My
you
husband
just go
tells
over
me
there
I
when
can't.
When you're on a break or something during the day, since you're literally next door now?
Yes. I just walk over there, you know, just say hi to everybody. How's it going? Checking things out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They would, you know, my husband would like me to walk out with, you know, out anything, but that doesn't usually happen. So supporting local.
There you go. There you go.
Gotta do. So bumping. Jumping ahead a little bit, ASBE will be at the mill Friday, May 22nd from 8 to 11:30, kicking off your Memorial Day weekend. Band starts at 8 p.m. I'm confused because Memorial Day seems to be like the Monday earlier. It's just,
it's the 25th.
Me.
It's messing with me too.
Yeah.
A lot because, I don't know, you just expect it to be at the end of the month, but if you go another week, you're into June.
I know. So it's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Every time I think about it, I have to look out the calendar because it messes me up.
Oh, I know. It's been messing me up talking about when schools are getting out, that whole sort of thing. And
it's crazy. Here's one for you, Corey.
Okay, we got time for this.
All
one
right.
more,
okay.
I think.
Get your boots moving. Line dance lessons at the mill. Saturday, May 30th from 7 to 9. Pre-sale tickets are $10, $15 at the door. And you can line dance and do all the boot scooting and all those fun things.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. I'll be the one that's faced out of the floor partway in.
The coordination isn't quite there. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad we got that figured out. But, you know, you come and watch.
Yeah, we just solve all the world's problems right here on the air.
Every single month.
And makes fun of myself, too.
You know, that's fine.
If I don't get to do that every now and again, what's the point?
Well, that's true. But it's done with love. It's all good. It's
exactly.
All good.
Exactly. All right. Well, I think we got to wrap this thing up
all
here.
All right, if we have to.
I know we didn't get through everything.
Next time, when it comes
to all of your events,
yes.
Where can everyone go to get the lowdown on everything you talked about and more?
WestSecretChamber.com, and that has lists of all of our events, and you can find what you need.
And if you ever have questions, you can just give Robin a call.
Absolutely. Just give me a call, and I will answer your questions, or if not, I'll figure it out.
All right. There you go. I have your Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network on the way here in just a few minutes at 12:30. And then I'll be back with you again just after 1 o'clock. We'll get it all started with your dad joke of the day. It's a good one. I'll tell you that right now. So we'll do that just after 1 o'clock right here on Kyle's 100.9. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank.